This is Audible.
Penguin Random House Audio presents Feel Free to Prosper, 2 weeks to unexpected income with the simplest prosperity laws available. This is the author, Marilyn Janae. This book is dedicated to all Feel Free to Prosper students. I am living my life's purpose because of you. Introduction. The Promise. 2 weeks to achieve unexpected income, unexpected business, unexpected supply in all areas of life. This is the promise of Feel Free to Prosper. 2 weeks to unexpected income with the simplest prosperity laws available. A simple, fast, and practical how-to approach to prosperity. And it is not a promise made lightly. It's a bold promise I make to you and one that I intend to keep. It's not magic, but it may seem magical because the exquisite simplicity of the prosperity laws is not commonly understood. Human nature tends to complicate matters that appear abstract and beyond our reach. I overcame my own severe lack consciousness to create a business that for 2 decades attracted the world's largest corporate clients by using the same prosperity principles that I now share with my students internationally and that I am about to share with you. Marilyn Janae Locations, my one-woman special event company, evolved and was sustained over the years solely through the application of these prosperity laws and what I refer to as synchronicity and guidance. With the wisdom gained from my experiences in life and business and through the inspired intuition that created this material, I am passionate about teaching you how to have the universe on speed dial through my amazingly simple, easy to grasp, and practical Feel Free to Prosper teachings. There is a vital need for the world's population to understand the underlying cause of personal financial distress, a belief that there is a separation from the true source of their supply, what I call our invisible means of support. With my teachings, you will finally overcome the fear and experience proof of your alignment with the universal parent that is ready to shower each of us with gifts that are far beyond our imaginings once we learn how to receive. The book you are about to listen to was never intended to be a book. The content was written online over several years in my characteristic conversational tone. Its purpose was to inspire my students and followers with the knowledge I had acquired while applying the works of the most brilliant teachers of mental and spiritual laws, starting almost 40 years ago. My own teaching methods and proprietary techniques allow you to bypass the analytical mind and gently influence the subconscious, thereby connecting with the ultimate and unlimited source of abundant supply and knowledge. I am constantly told that my unique teaching style and ability to communicate what was previously considered esoteric knowledge into the simplest ideas is the key to the successful results my students achieve. Why 2 weeks? From my decades of study of the mind, I knew that it was commonly accepted that it took 3 to 4 weeks to break a habit and create a new mental pattern. However, from the time I began teaching my Feel Free to Prosper program, I noticed that my average student achieved a breakthrough in 2 weeks, often much sooner. I later heard that current psychological research showed that it could take as little as 2 weeks to begin creating a new neural pathway in the brain. My students have been consistently right on cue. Quite simply, the techniques work, and they work fast. The fulfillment of my promise and your 2-week adventure will officially launch when you apply the legendary Feel Free to Prosper lesson material at the end of this book. But the chapters leading up to that program will not only jumpstart your prosperity, they will prepare you well for the main ride. Feel Free to Prosper is not a band-aid. It's a cure. Feel Free to Prosper is by no means intended to be just a typical tutorial or how-to book. My loftiest aspiration is to connect with you, my listener, in an uncommon way. I wish to instill in you my own faith and conviction in these laws, making you feel mentally, even spiritually, at home, inspiring you to embrace and apply the nuggets in each lesson for your happiness and success. Common ground. Many of the books on the market today are designed to establish expertise and attract readers to high-priced seminars and products. I don't find anything wrong with that. However, I have a special place in my heart for the millions of people for whom such offerings are out of reach. I recall this quote by Abraham Lincoln. God must have loved the common man because he made so many of them. In my heart, I consider myself the common man's prosperity teacher, although successful professionals are equally at home with my material. My student base consists largely of entrepreneurs, solopreneurs, and business people, but my special mission is to help those whose containers, consciousness, are not yet large enough for pricey offerings. They are most urgently reaching out for answers and can benefit profoundly from the right book, as I, a common woman, once did. The Teachings and the Gift. This book is organized into several primary parts. The chapters within each section contain material that I have written spontaneously and intuitively for my students and followers since creating Feel Free to Prosper. Little did I know that the universe was actually dictating the chapters for my future book. Later in the book, inspiring stories in my students' own words provide a testament to the power of these teachings and the universal laws. The chapters within each part are not necessarily in an order meant to be followed sequentially, so you may refer to them for reinforcement or review at any time based on the subject and title. You'll find in a few instances that I have repeated certain wording in different chapters. That's because those items pertain to each of those chapters. Additionally, the repetition will help your subconscious mind accept these important points. You may notice that I don't emphasize the term law of attraction and other buzzwords that have become mainstream in recent years. That's because my studies of the laws span several decades, and I created Feel Free to Prosper several years before those concepts became popular. With due respect to the modern wave of teachers, I want the world to remember those brilliant icons who came before us, the legendary teachers who influenced me the most and whose legacy I now wish to honor. While the main subject of this book is learning how to achieve financial prosperity, you will find that the principles can be easily adapted to other areas of your life. The teachings in Part 1 provide the perfect foundation to apply the universal laws and prosperity principles for any purpose. The knowledge and wisdom shared throughout this book culminate in my final gift that will fulfill my promise. I am including my Feel Free to Prosper program lesson that relates to my 2-week promise, along with access to the recording of the companion group mentoring session. This is the proprietary lesson material that has resulted in strikingly fast results for my students. When you apply the program, it's important to follow my lesson instructions exactly and in the sequence presented for your greatest results. You will be firmly grounded on your path to prosperity and will experience the exhilaration of finally achieving the key to manifesting, both the expected and unexpected. Testimonials from the Feel Free to Prosper program come from men and women from all walks of life across the globe. You will be joining my students, who include business owners and employees, entrepreneurs, working moms, sales agents, professionals, job seekers, coaches, healers, retirees, artists, entertainers, and even an Olympic champion. Overcoming the resistance of the subconscious mind. There is a multitude of self-help and get-rich material in the marketplace available to those interested in improving their lives and increasing their prosperity. People bounce from one book or program to the next looking for results, but instead they often meet with frustration because the law of attraction tools being touted simply don't offer enough. My students get the results they are looking for and get them quickly because my teachings address a critical component and missing link that most other books and programs do not. Overcoming the resistance of the subconscious mind. The reason most people, even those who are well-versed in attraction and prosperity laws, do not manifest easily comes down to the resistance of the subconscious mind. If your subconscious mindset is not in alignment with your conscious desires, and you use law of attraction type techniques to try and achieve life changes, you will automatically revert back to the tangible evidence of your own core beliefs. And it is those subconscious core beliefs that keep you stuck in lack rather than prosperity, whether we are talking about income, health, or abundance in any other forms. Through what I call friendly persuasion, my Feel Free to Prosper students learn, and now you will learn, to use my special techniques and the power of words to persuade rather than argue with the subconscious. In Feel Free to Prosper and the included lesson program, You'll learn specific techniques that gently coerce the subconscious mind to accept a new dominant thought. This shift in thinking then creates the fertile soil of the subconscious, which allows the new ideas of wealth, health, abundance, and success to take root. Most importantly, the Feel Free to Prosper techniques will bridge the gap between having an intellectual grasp of the prosperity principles, which many people do but to no avail, and instilling a subconscious acceptance of them. Advertisers have known for a long time that the subconscious mind responds to ideas that are simple and to the point. Feel Free to Prosper teaches these universal laws and prosperity principles in the simplest practical terms, thereby inspiring and guiding you toward the success you desire. The universe, your marketing department. If you own a business or want to advance in your job or career, then an entire section of this book is devoted to you. Just as a house cannot stand without a proper foundation, all of the marketing, sales, and business know-how in the world will not result in success unless you first have the internal foundation, the mindset, to succeed. Once you create that foundation, you will automatically be guided to all the appropriate elements that will result in your success. You will be guided to do exactly what needs to be done to get your results. Or you may be guided to take no physical action, except to watch as results arrive miraculously out of the blue. I know you'll love that part of these teachings. As a reader of Feel Free to Prosper, you will learn that when you put the universe on speed dial, you will truly have the greatest marketing department you could ever hope for, and that the possibilities are unlimited. There is no question in my mind that the use of prosperity principles based on mental and spiritual laws is by far the most valuable way to market your business, achieve ongoing success in your business or career, and achieve success in every aspect of life. You can prosper in finances, in health, in love and relationships, in creativity, and spiritually. As my greatest teacher, Dr. Joseph Murphy, used to say, and that I now tell my students, do the homework and you'll get the results. Synchronicity and guidance. Achieving prosperity is not just about visualizing and attracting what you want, as many books and programs would have you believe. By gently coercing the subconscious to accept the new dominant thought, we are able to create our pipeline to and tap into the universal source of supply and spontaneously attract and be guided to results that are far beyond what our limited, finite minds can imagine or visualize. My journey of successfully using these teachings to become the constant recipient of striking and unexpected gifts from this universal source is well documented in my manuscript, Feel Free to Prosper, an entrepreneurial memoir of synchronicity and guidance. The memoir was written entirely online on my former social media forum and attracted tens of thousands of views. Then came literary agents and book offers based on my teachings, which ultimately led to my publisher and the book you are listening to. Early in my career as a special event specialist, with no PR or marketing resources and using only my prosperity principles and the universe as my publicist, I manifested a cover feature story in the Los Angeles Times that attracted thousands of telephone calls for years and syndication around the world. This was followed by local and national primetime television segments and continuing media exposure, including the first article I ever wrote that grossed $250,000 for my business. During the next two decades, my tiny one-woman company continued to spontaneously attract many of the world's largest corporate clients without marketing, advertising, networking, or cold calling. But there were also severe setbacks related to local disasters and national recessions, and those experiences were my greatest learning experiences. They taught me what worked and what didn't. I realize now that my entrepreneurial journey and my business served as the schoolhouse where I became indoctrinated in the most profound laws of the universe. My victory in overcoming my own lack consciousness culminated in my faith and conviction in these laws and the recognition of my life's purpose and spiritual obligation to teach others. Today, I continue to use the prosperity laws to maintain the mindset to attract success. Despite the fact that I released my corporate business years ago to devote myself to teaching Feel Free to Prosper, I still spontaneously attracted huge corporate clients, even at the height of the 2008 recession, considered the worst since the 1930s. while I was advocating progression, not recession, in my writings and interviews. I accepted a couple of bookings because I felt that the universe sent them to publicly support my conviction that with the right mindset, we can prosper in any economy. But following those bookings, I made the decision that I would never coordinate another event. I knew that my life had transitioned permanently and there was no turning back. My heart and soul would be exclusively devoted to helping others with my teachings. A month after I made that decision, I was offered the first of what eventually turned out to be 3 publishing offers to write this book. So you see, I consistently rely on the same universal laws and principles that I teach my students, and I am perpetually in awe of the synchronicity and guidance that will govern our lives once we become aligned to our source. Now it's your turn. You are here because you are ready to move beyond your present circumstances and fulfill the potential that you know deep in your heart is within you. You may be a beginner who yearns to break through a lifetime of struggle to a blissful state of knowing your financial needs are always met. Or maybe you have reached a certain level of accomplishment but have not been able to advance further. Perhaps your greatest desire is for direction, to have your true place in life revealed so that you can profit financially from work that you truly love and were born to do. You may even be a seasoned seeker with knowledge of the laws, but find something is missing that prevents you from translating your knowledge into practical results. And feel free to prosper. I promise that I will simply and passionately share my experiences and knowledge with you so that you can live a more prosperous, inspiring, and successful life. Part 1. Cosmic Relief, An Introduction to Universal Laws and Prosperity Principles. The trouble with most people is that they have no invisible means of support. Dr. Joseph Murphy. Part 1 is the perfect introduction that will enhance your understanding of the mental and spiritual laws and the prosperity principles that are the foundation of the Feel Free to Prosper program and teachings. It will raise your awareness and start you on your journey to grow a prosperity consciousness. I'm known for my practical, down-to-earth teachings that make these abstract concepts easy to understand so that you can readily apply them to make striking changes in your life. If you have seen the movie The Secret, but crave more specific information to apply the law of attraction in your life, this material will provide it, but it will also introduce you to other equally important laws and valuable principles that will speed your progress. This section allows you to learn powerful prosperity principles that you can apply immediately. It tills the soil of your subconscious mind to prepare for the planting of seeds in the specific areas of life presented in later sections and chapters. Included with the practical wisdom, prosperity techniques, and inspiration contained in this section, you will learn the basis of mental and spiritual principles, why affirmations may not be bringing you results, why you don't have to strive or try to create success. In fact, you will learn why trying will never get you there, why your business, job, clients, customers, or investments are not your source of income, how to open your pipeline and create the connection to your true source of supply, the words that you are habitually using that are preventing your success, how to handle setbacks, and my personal concept of staying in neutral, an aspect of gratitude that is not commonly known and that can change your circumstances dramatically, often at an astounding speed, how Professor Higgins and Eliza Doolittle revealed a key to manifestation decades before The Secret. You don't attract what you want. You attract what you are, and so much more. Chapter 1. So, what are these mental and spiritual laws? In this chapter, I am first going to give you a basic introduction to universal laws that will lead to your understanding of prosperity principles. Then I'm going to share my knowledge of how the principles work when we align ourselves with them. By using the principles I teach, you can magnetize your good to you and turn your negative situations around dramatically. The universe. The universe as we know it, see it, and experience it is not all there is. The universe is always in motion. It is a vibrating, pulsating, resonating, magnetizing force, and at the molecular level, everything is in motion. It is pure energy. What we are talking about here is the pure, formless substance of the universe. We can think of this in spiritual terms as God, higher power, spirit, or the universe, or we can address it mentally as infinite intelligence, universal mind, divine mind, or formless substance. We can also think of it scientifically as energy or relativity, or we can take a giant leap into the area of quantum physics, where this pure formless substance is known as the field of all possibilities. What a great age of discovery we live in, the mental, the spiritual, the scientific aspect of the laws of life. Any or all of it is there for the asking. However you perceive it, this power is the source of everything we desire. It is awaiting our recognition and will create, attract, and guide us to inspired action. It will magnetize and mold itself to whatever form we desire if we align ourselves with it through certain laws called universal laws. The laws. What are these laws? Well, we know there are laws of physics, laws of chemistry, laws of mathematics. But most people are not aware of the laws that govern the mental and spiritual realms, the creative laws of the universe that govern our existence. Or you may know something about them, but don't know how to relate to them or how to use them. So how do we know these laws exist or even that this universe or power exists? Aside from any intuitive feeling that it does, or because Marilyn says it does, we know because of its responsiveness. We know by the results we experience when we align ourselves with it. And I can tell you from my own personal experience that once you become aware of the response of this universal presence, you will never be the same. You will feel a love and a connectedness and a sense of security that is greater than anything you have felt on an earthly level. The laws work for everyone alike. The law of gravity works for everyone, doesn't it? Successful people are using the mental and spiritual laws. They just may not realize they are doing so. And guess what? You are using these laws all of the time, whether you realize it or not. Only you are most likely not using them for the purpose and intention that you consciously desire. How many things have you attracted into your life that you feel you did nothing to deserve and asked, why did this happen? Remember I said that the universal laws are simple? The actual principles and techniques that relate to the laws are also surprisingly simple. Well, let's use the law of gravity as an example. We do not need to have a vast knowledge of the laws of physics to understand how gravity works. We know that if we step off a tall building, we will fall. We know that if we align ourselves with this law correctly, we won't have any mishaps, right? It is exactly the same with the mental and spiritual laws. If we align ourselves with them correctly, we won't have any mishaps. We will instead experience joyful results. So, how do we align ourselves with these laws? We connect with this power, this creative force of the universe, within through the channel of our subconscious minds, through our thoughts and our feelings. The subconscious mind is the most fantastic computer you could ever imagine. It keeps our heart beating, our lungs breathing, and has perfect memory of every cell in our body. It has also recorded and stored everything that we have ever heard, said, felt, and experienced. Unfortunately, that includes all of the faulty beliefs and negative patterns from others that we have acquired from the time we were very young through our entire lifetime. Our thoughts, our feelings, our deepest beliefs are the key to connecting with the power that responds to our desires. But first, we must break through and overcome the negative thought patterns and beliefs that we have acquired since childhood. We cannot delete anything from the subconscious mind, and it is not necessary to do so. In order to shift our consciousness, we simply create a new dominant thought. Dominant thought. The subconscious mind does not like to change and will create resistance. We know that from our attempts to change a habit. But there are techniques and methods for influencing the subconscious in a way that does not create argument. I call this friendly persuasion. We gently shift the consciousness to create a new dominant thought in the mind. That is the key, the dominant thought. The dominant thought in our conscious and our subconscious is what determines our circumstances. Why do we attract those things that we don't desire? Those results are the outcropping of the thoughts and impressions that are established in the mind subconsciously. So we must shift our consciousness to a new dominant thought, a new awareness. When we do so, we then open ourselves to the influence of the creative power of the universe, to what I call our invisible means of support. The subconscious records everything. Everything that you have ever heard or said or felt is recorded in perfect memory, whether you were conscious of it or not. And often the more casual words you use are the ones that drop into the subconscious more easily and are accepted, because you are not monitoring them or refuting them. Marriage of the conscious and subconscious minds. Here is an analogy that my students love with regard to manifesting our desires by creating agreement between the conscious and subconscious minds. Now, this is a very important point that I want you to remember. In order to manifest our desire, the conscious and subconscious minds must agree on the idea. Think of the conscious mind as the husband, the assertive male aspect of mind. The subconscious is the wife, the receptive female aspect. The husband impregnates the wife, and when the subconscious becomes impregnated with the new seed thought, the new idea, then from this union, children are born. These children are your answered prayers, your desired results, your goals fulfilled. It is through this marriage of the conscious and subconscious minds, when they both agree on an idea, that the idea will become manifest. So we must now teach the husband how to impregnate the wife. We make a decision with our conscious mind. We use our conscious mind to instill this idea into the subconscious until it is accepted. Once the seed has been accepted in the soil of mind, it will grow and manifest just as the seed planted in the ground will become a plant or a flower. First, we do our job and plant the seed. We nurture the soil with positive thoughts and expectation. Then we turn the job over to universal mind, to the creative forces. We can relax and let go. Our manifestation will come. There is no such thing as half pregnant. Our baby will be born. Now, from this foundation I've given you, I would like you to contemplate the message within my words. I want you to come to a clear understanding that you do not carry the burden of manifestation on your shoulders. You have at your disposal the creative forces of the entire universe waiting to do your bidding if you will just do your part to apply the rules. The only thing that is important is to learn how the system works and use it. Someone once asked Henry Ford what electricity was. He answered, "Madam, it just is. Use it." Chapter 2. By George, She's Got It. In the legendary Broadway play and then hit movie, My Fair Lady, Professor Higgins, played by the amazing Rex Harrison, took on a bet that he could turn the scruffy, foul-mouthed, uneducated street urchin, Eliza Doolittle, played by the equally amazing Audrey Hepburn, into a real lady. There was the cleanup, the wardrobe, etiquette, and posture lessons. All of the exterior changes necessary for Eliza to look like a lady. But it wasn't until Eliza learned to change her words that she became the lady. A change in her words and how she pronounced them produced a change in her thoughts, then a change in her consciousness, and before long, Eliza was a true lady. The words merely voiced and memorized did not do the trick. At first, she committed the words to memory, but it was when those words were repeated over and over that they were accepted in consciousness. It was then that Eliza's subconscious mind took over, produced the feeling, and made her into the lady that was potentially within her, but had never manifested before Professor Higgins showed her the way. During Eliza's practice work, the professor made her repeat over and over, "The rain in Spain falls mainly on the plain," until her diction was correct. And finally, after exhaustive practice, Eliza said it correctly, and the professor announced, "By George, she's got it." Eliza learned that to become a real lady, she had to talk and think like a lady. I was reminded of this story and inspired to write this lesson from a conversation one evening with one of my students. In almost every conversation with new students before they begin my lessons, I notice certain words that they tend to repeat, almost unconsciously. These are negative words that I notice as they are speaking, and often when I make the student aware of this, they comment that they don't even realize they are saying the words or how often they repeat them. One student's word may be doubt or doubted. With another, it might be stress or stressed. The words are spoken habitually with no real thought behind them. These are common, everyday words, but they are words that are not conducive to prosperity thinking, words that only serve to create the very things we do not want and negate the prosperity work we are doing. A close friend's word was interesting to me. She was divorced after raising a family and being absent from the working world for 20 years. While giving thought to what she wanted to do as a career, opportunities arose where she was able to help friends in their businesses on a temporary basis. My friend would call and tell me that she was helping out so-and-so at their business, and she would casually state that this was keeping her busy and she was making a little money. I realized that every time my friend mentioned the word money, she attached the word little to it. When I told her about this, she seemed stunned. She was completely unaware that she was saying that word. When she eliminated the phrase, she was well on her way to increased income. I tell every student that they must eliminate these negative words from their vocabulary, especially at the beginning during the delicate stage of shifting the subconscious thought patterns. It is necessary to break the habit of mindlessly and casually repeating these words because, as I stated earlier, it's often the words in casual conversation that drop easily into the subconscious mind and are accepted. Once the habit is broken, the positive words and affirmations that you are applying will have the opportunity to take hold and become substance in the mind. If you continue to casually repeat negative words, then in essence you are denying what you affirm and giving your mind two directions, which you will learn will get you to no destination or the wrong one. You must saturate your speech and thoughts with the idea of what you want, and by doing so, the idea will drop into the subconscious and take permanent residence. That is why I have labeled these words delete words. You must delete them from your vocabulary and make them history. Now, will you get it? The foundation of the Feel Free to Prosper teachings is the powerful impact that our words, thought and spoken, and especially written, have on our subconscious mind and universal mind. Words have more power than you realize. Our words create vibratory equivalents and produce corresponding circumstances in our lives. We manifest according to the dominant words and thoughts in our subconscious mind. Repetition imprints our words in the subconscious. Writing words has an even more powerful effect and stakes our claim on the universal mind substance, which will return our words to us in correlating physical circumstances. The subconscious mind does not reason or know what you are intending. It merely accepts your words as a suggestion and thinks that is what you want. So you must learn to monitor your language and eliminate those words that will sooner or later come back to haunt and do their damage. One of the reasons that my students get such incredibly fast results is that I have them eliminate culprit words from their vocabulary entirely. So always remember that your words are tremendously powerful. And don't forget the words you write. The subconscious mind responds to repetition. So any words that you say or write or view over and over will impact your mind. But on the other hand, as mentioned, often our most casual words will drop into the subconscious and produce results. The subconscious cannot take a joke. That's right. The subconscious mind accepts our words literally. Again, it does not reason or think. Therefore, the subconscious mind cannot take a joke. I am certainly not saying we shouldn't have a sense of humor, but the creative quality of that humor puts a lot at stake and we should pay attention. And I'm really not referring to actual ha-ha jokes as much as I am to the words that you use in everyday life. But here's a joke to illustrate. There was a man who had the good fortune to be visited by a genie. The genie told him she would grant him 3 wishes only, so he was to think this over carefully before making his decision. For his first wish, the man asked the genie to make him 30 years younger. Poof! The genie granted his wish, and the man was thrilled to find that he was young again. The man's second wish was for a brand new convertible sports car. Well, what else did you expect a young man to ask for? And poof, suddenly he found himself driving a beautiful, sleek, and shiny new sports car. Now the genie told the man to take his time and give much thought to his third and final wish. So he was driving along the coastal highway with the top down, singing along with the radio, when a commercial came on and he continued to sing, "I wish I were an Oscar Mayer wiener." Words about others. Did you know that the subconscious mind does not know anyone else but you? I'll bet you didn't. It has no conception of consciousness other than your own. I explain to students that when we criticize others or find fault, our mind thinks we are speaking about ourselves. That's why it's so important to become aware of the power of our words, because often our words and feelings that are directed outwardly can rebound and cause havoc in our own lives. Of course, we do these things unconsciously. The majority of people do not realize that our thoughts and words are influencing and imprinting our own minds. So let's say we are speaking about someone who irritates us. And the subconscious, which does not reason or think, just interprets our words as an order. So we share a thought about things that irritate us, and what does the subconscious hear? Irritate. So now it thinks we want to be irritated. And lo and behold, some outer circumstance occurs that is sure to irritate us, more so if we are already on that frequency to begin with. And this is even more interesting. The subconscious mind only hears the dominant words, not the lesser words. Even if we said something like, "She no longer irritates me," the mind doesn't hear "no longer." It only hears "irritates me." And voila, gremlins show up to irritate us. Our individual thoughts and words reach into the ethers and cause the creative forces of universal mind to bring all the elements together to manifest what the mind thinks we want, to be irritated. How can we stop perpetuating situations that result from these outer triggers? The way to stop the cycle is to no longer be influenced by what happens. I like to call this staying in neutral. When an issue ceases to bother or affect us, the issue will then have no more energy to feed it, so it will quietly disappear. That is how to create a solution to anything in life. When we cease to fuel it with negative thought or energy, the situation will resolve itself or the solution will appear. But that's another complete prosperity lesson in itself for another chapter. Chapter 3. Affirmations, why you may not get results. My students do not learn about affirmations in the beginning of the Feel Free to Prosper program. The first lesson does include two affirmations that I have specifically composed to speed the learning process and the results, but there's no detailed study of affirmations and the students do not compose their own affirmations. Later in the second lesson, there is much to learn about the different types of affirmations, how to compose them, how to use them, when to use them, and why they may not bring results. My knowledge about affirmations is based on decades of study of the subtleties of the subconscious mind taught by some of the most brilliant minds in the area of mental and spiritual science and clinical hypnosis. Many of these subtleties are not addressed by today's modern teachers. I was fortunate enough to be drawn to specific knowledge that allows us to bypass our analytical mind and influence the subconscious through what I have labeled friendly persuasion. Specific techniques that do not create resistance in the subconscious and allow it to accept the new idea of wealth and abundance. These techniques bridge the gap between belief in the principles and subconscious acceptance of them. Resistance. It is my intuitive guess that 80% or more of the people who use affirmations don't get results. That's because they are not aware of those important nuances of the mind that would allow them to overcome its resistance. Let me explain what I mean by resistance. Let's say your subconscious mind has an established pattern of lack. You might apply the type of present tense affirmations that are generally recommended, such as "I am wealthy" or "I am prosperous." Do you know what happens? Your subconscious mind does not accept this and knows you are lying. Your entire being feels like you are lying. You look around at appearances and you say, "Yeah, right, who am I kidding?" So now what are you thinking about? What are you focused on? You are now focused more on lack. And because you are now focused on lack, your undesirable circumstances will continue to exist or may even get worse. This reminds me of "don't think of a white elephant." You have learned that the subconscious mind does not like change. That part of the mind does not reason, it just accepts input as an order. Once it accepts the thought pattern, it will resist any effort to change it. So the answer lies in not creating an argument or resistance in the subconscious. Remember what we discussed about the agreement of the conscious and subconscious minds? The key to heaven is to create that agreement. In Lesson 1 of Feel Free to Prosper, you will learn techniques that gently coerce the subconscious to accept the new prosperous idea. You will use friendly persuasion to create the shift without creating resistance. The affirmations in the lesson are worded specifically to till the soil of the subconscious and prepare it for the planting and acceptance of more specific prosperity seed thoughts. Mental gardening. Once the subconscious is prepared, it will accept the seeds that you plant. Otherwise, it will not. That is why we don't study about affirmations until later in the program. By that time, you have learned other powerful techniques to prepare your mind to accept your personal affirmations, and you will learn to compose them in a way that will produce the results you want. You have done your mental gardening. You should be aware that affirmations are not one breed. There are many types of affirmations and different ways to use them. As I mentioned, if you don't use them correctly, you may very well create the opposite of what you want. Even the way you were raised, whether you accepted parental authority or not as a child, may determine whether certain types of affirmations will work for you, and whether your subconscious will accept affirmations worded grammatically in the first person, I, or second person, you. It's a fascinating study. I truly believe that much of the success of the Feel Free to Prosper program has been based on these missing links to affirmative suggestion and the manifestation process. So, you have learned that your subconscious mind cannot take a joke and that it will resist any change that you wish to make, even for the better. The good news, actually the fabulous news, is that there are ways to make your subconscious mind your best friend so that it will support you and help you, even compel you to create what you want. Knowledge is indeed power. Chapter 4. Source versus Channels. Now I am going to share a very important component of my teachings. It is one of the most valuable lessons, and if you will grasp this, it can change your financial life. And it can change your entire life if you broaden your understanding beyond the monetary aspect. Here it is. Your business is not your source of income. Your business, job, customers, clients, investments, spouse, none of these are your source of income. There is only one source of income, the universe, God, divine presence, infinite spirit, formless substance, whatever your concept is of that universal source of good. The universe is your source of supply. That is the only source of your supply. All of those other avenues are channels for your supply, but they are not the source. When you truly understand and know this, then you will open the pipeline to the unlimited channels of supply that exist for you. And there are indeed unlimited channels through which your good can come to you, the unexpected along with your expected channels. But you can only become open and receptive to these free-flowing channels when you put your complete reliance on the true source. Let's use the analogy of a kitchen faucet. The faucet is not the source of water, it is only a channel. If that channel is broken or closed, then there are an infinite number of other channels through which we can get our water. A personal example. For 2 decades, I was the owner of a renowned special event company servicing the corporate and convention markets. The aftermath of September 11, 2001 had a tremendous impact on our industry, as it did on many others. I was initially affected by mass mind thinking. But then a wonderful teacher arrived at just the right time and reminded me that I had to focus on truth principles and know that my business of 20 years was not my source of supply. Of course, I knew what I had to do, and when I did it, channels began to open in completely unexpected areas, some totally unrelated to my regular business, and money flowed in. The universe took care of me and provided for me. My business later rebounded beyond my dreams in ways that allowed me to fulfill my life by discovering and following my heart path and my true purpose, the work I am doing now. When you look to your true source of supply, it will become the senior partner in your business and your life, and you will prosper. You will be in your right place, in your present situation, or a better one. You will be at peace. Obviously, there are other lessons to learn to speed our journey on the path to prosperity, but I cannot emphasize enough how important this one is. Chapter 5. Use the powerful principle of gratitude to attract what you don't yet have. We are now going to focus on an aspect of gratitude that is not commonly known, using the powerful principle of gratitude to attract what you don't already have. The dictionary defines gratitude as thankfulness and defines thankful as conscious of benefit received or for what we are about to receive, expressive of thanks, well pleased. The attitude of gratitude is one of the greatest, perhaps the greatest, spiritual principle that can be applied to attain happiness, inner peace, health, and financial prosperity. It is easy to be grateful for what you already have, but can you be grateful for what you don't yet see? Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. We are going to discuss how gratitude is your precursor to the evidence of things not seen and how you can acquire gratitude when there are appearances to the contrary. If you apply this uncommon aspect of gratitude, it will change your circumstances dramatically, often at an astounding speed. Gratitude for what you don't have. Gratitude is surely one of the greatest prosperity principles that can be applied to every part of our lives. But I'm not just referring to the philosophical aspect of gratitude. I'm going to address gratitude from a practical standpoint. I'm going to help you understand the relationship of gratitude to affirmative prayer, which is actually scientific prayer, and I will explain why. We all know how to feel grateful for the blessings we have in life. But I want to teach you how you can feel grateful for those things you don't have and don't see yet, and as a result, draw them to you. How can you acquire gratitude when there are appearances to the contrary? You're about to learn how. If you can't be thankful for what you receive, be thankful for what you escape. Anonymous. Gratitude as the magnet. The subconscious mind will create for us and attract to us those circumstances that it accepts to be true in the present moment. That is its nature. Its nature is compulsive. Our job is to condition our subconscious mind to accept what we want as if it's an existing reality. Tomorrow never comes. It is always the present moment or now in consciousness. When what we call later or tomorrow arrives, it will actually still be the present moment. It is always now, and what we are thinking and feeling now is what determines our future, its outcomes, and experiences. We create that future right this moment. Let me ask you this. If you were in possession of your desired good, what else would you feel besides your joy or security in having what you want? If suddenly you experienced a windfall, or found the right job, or finally had that new car, or were free of your physical ailment, what emotion would fill your consciousness? Gratitude. If the subconscious responds to and acts upon what we feel in the present moment, then in order to feel like we already have what we want, what feeling would we need to create? Gratitude. By giving thanks, we acknowledge that we are receiving our good now, or that we have already received it and we are grateful. To create this feeling of being grateful, we use gratitude in our words and affirmations. We are expressing our feeling of gratitude for the good that we have already received even before we actually receive it. We think of it as and feel it to be an accomplished fact. We are grateful. In other words, our gratitude is not contingent upon any tangible proof to our senses, outer conditions. Our gratitude is based only on our faith, not on conditions. That is unconditional gratitude. Gratitude is one of the surest ways to bring your desires into the present moment. It is the magnet that reaches out into universal mind and pulls our good to us. It is our bridge between our desire and its manifestation. Gratitude is the umbilical cord that connects us to our universal parent. If you will replace any doubtful thoughts or begging prayers with a heart full of gratitude, you will be thrilled at how fast you'll learn to manifest your desires. Gratitude attracts more. An attitude of gratitude and the appreciation for the gifts we receive from the universe open the channels for more good to be received. The more gratitude we feel, the more we attract to be grateful for. What we focus on increases and expands. The more we complain, the more we will attract to complain about. The more we express our gratitude, the more we are giving our subconscious mind and universal mind the message that we have much to be grateful for, and we keep attracting more. Ralph Marston in The Daily Motivator said, "What if you gave someone a gift and they neglected to thank you for it? Would you be likely to give them another?" Life is the same way. In order to attract more of the blessings that life has to offer, you must truly appreciate what you already have. The Gratitude Call and Gym. 1 year for Thanksgiving, I conducted a holiday teleseminar on gratitude. Everyone lost track of time as we discussed mental and spiritual laws and their relationship to the principle of gratitude. As preparation and to create the mood for this gratitude call, I asked each participant to follow the requests that I would like you to do right now. First, take a few moments to quietly contemplate and make a list of 10 things in your life for which you feel grateful. Stop listening and do that now. Next, think of one or two things in your life for which you are not grateful at the moment. A challenge, issue, or condition that you would like to change, or something missing that you would like to create. You are going to practice using gratitude as a powerful force for turning those situations around. I had also sent a photo to the students prior to our call that I will describe. I had received the photo of a man that was included in a mailed request for donations for DAV, Disabled American Veterans. I was so taken and inspired by Jim's picture that I had to save it. It brought so much into perspective when I realized how easy it was to complain about things in our lives when in reality we have so much to be grateful for. Jim was a handsome man dressed in a jacket and tie and smiling from his wheelchair, but he had only one arm and no legs. Jim wasn't born this way. He lost 3 limbs in Vietnam. His note, which was attached to the photo, stated in part, "I thought I lost everything in Vietnam, but thanks to the DAV, my life was turned around." If this man can turn his life around, find his peace, and express gratitude for what he has in life, then shouldn't it be that much easier for us to take our gratitude consciousness to another level? After thinking about Jim, please make another list of 10 more things you have in life for which to be grateful. During the call, I also shared the story about when I was held up at gunpoint one Christmas day and how I instinctively applied this aspect of gratitude, which resulted in a manifestation against all odds and one of the most profound gratitude lessons of my life. That story became a chapter in my entrepreneurial memoir. Turn your situations around now. Those challenges you listed for which you are not grateful, I want you to begin right now to turn those very situations around by expressing gratitude for the solutions before they appear, bringing the desired result into the now moment by using the gratitude principle speeds our desired results to us. Remember that what we focus on, we create. This is the perfect time to focus on the perfect result, not the problem. The more attention given to the problem, the greater chance it has of remaining. The more we focus on the problem, the bigger it gets. As the great teacher Dr. Joseph Murphy said, if you give a taxi driver 2 different addresses, you will not get to your destination. Your thoughts and feelings should be aligned with the purpose you want to create. As long as you put your attention on what you don't want, you are taking energy away from what you do want, and energy transforms into matter and substance. I challenge you to start feeling gratitude for the perfect, happy solution to your situation as you take any constructive action outwardly. This may indeed be the most powerful agent for change in the universe. The simplest gratitude prayer. If the only prayer you say in your life is, "Thank you," that would suffice. Christian mystic Meister Eckhart. Chapter 6, The Solution to Any Problem, How to Handle Setbacks. Okay, here's the plan. You will now learn to call on your innate wisdom and use scientific prayer to find the solution and create an adjustment to any kind of setback. Now, take a deep breath. Get still and calm. Be still and know. Know that everything is all right. Everything is fine. All adjustments that need to take place to resolve your situation are taking place now as you listen to this and as you accept the answer, the solution. The first thing to do to solve any problem is to become still and quiet about it. Be open for guidance, but most of all, do not give the problem energy. Give all thought to the solution. There is only solution here. All is well. Now go about your business and do your best to act like everything is normal. All is resolved. Everything is harmonized. If you really believe in stepping out in faith, get to work in your daily life just as you would usually do. See the solution, the answered prayer, in your mind's eye as already accomplished. You don't have to know what the answer is, but you know there is an answer. Ask yourself, how would I feel if the solution was at hand, if my prayer was already answered? You can summon up all of the power necessary to create the perfect solution for yourself in this situation. What I am showing you is affirmative prayer, scientific prayer. It works. Keep your mind totally focused on the solution now. As you do this, you will be guided to your perfect answer. The answer is at hand. Accept it now. Your trust fund is enormous. Only good can come from this. Affirm now. My trust fund is enormous. Only good can come from this. I can't wait to see what good comes from this. The perfect solution is here now. I accept it fully and completely. I expect only the best, and I get it. And for this I give thanks. Believe it. You will see it. Problems cannot be solved at the same level of consciousness that created them. Albert Einstein. My trust fund is enormous. Marilyn Janae, feelfreetoprosper.com. Chapter 7, Faith and the Subconscious. Faith is to believe what you do not see, and the reward of this faith is to see what you believe. St. Augustine. Our circumstances in life are the outcropping of thoughts and beliefs that have been gathered and accepted in our subconscious mind throughout our lifetime. As long as those same beliefs exist, circumstances are perpetuated and remain the same. In essence, everyone already has faith. For instance, someone who has never experienced abundance and wealth still has faith. Their faith is in scarcity and lack. Subconscious resistance. Now, in order to experience abundance and wealth, one must shift those subconscious patterns and beliefs to faith in abundance and wealth. You know the glitch. The subconscious mind does not like change and will resist new thoughts or ideas that are opposed to what has been firmly entrenched. The subconscious mind keeps our heart beating, our lungs breathing, controls our autonomic nervous system, and retains the perfect memory of every cell in our body. But it also keeps those negative thought forms that have been fed into it deeply ingrained and static. One cannot just decide consciously to have faith. As I mentioned previously, the conscious and subconscious minds must agree on an idea in order for that idea to come to fruition and become your reality. So if you consciously want something, but your subconscious does not believe you have it, then you will not have it. Subconscious acceptance through faith and repetition. There are two ways in which new ideas can be accepted by the subconscious mind, through faith and repetition. Faith. Let me give you some examples of faith as it applies to our study. In France, there is a legendary fountain at Lourdes where spontaneous healings have reportedly occurred. How does this happen? The waters in the fountain are not creating the healings. When someone steps into the holy water, their faith and expectancy produces a reaction in the subconscious mind, which has the perfect memory of every cell in their body, and a healing is produced. It is their faith in the healing power of the waters that really does the healing. Another example, a parent in a moment of anger might say to a child, "You're stupid and you'll never amount to anything." The child may live throughout adulthood according to that belief and never know why he or she cannot succeed, all because the element of faith was involved. In this case, it was emotional impact and belief in the parent's authority that caused the child to accept the statement in faith subconsciously. Unfortunately, far too many people are experiencing lives that are the result of such childhood influences, whether subtle or severe. Many of my own private students told me of these childhood experiences. Repetition. Subconscious beliefs can be changed through the repetition of the desired ideas. You are currently experiencing the effects of thoughts and words that you have been repeating to yourself and continuously reinforcing. These ideas keep feeding themselves, and your circumstances remain the same. You are, in essence, hypnotized by these thought forms. It is vitally important that you learn how to create and instill new information in your mind to create new circumstances. That's where knowledge comes in, the knowledge to shift the faith factor in the direction of prosperity and the feeling that you are indeed the child of a universe that is willing to provide and fulfill all your needs. Once the subconscious shift occurs, and it can happen in the twinkling of an eye, your new consciousness is free to grow and expand into a greater and greater realization of the abundance that is in the world and your right to receive it. As your faith increases, so does the size of your prosperity container or consciousness.